If a person, another way of saying, like, instead of saying a person died, how would there be sort of polite, kind of
passed away?
Passed away would be the. Now, if you didn't know the cause of a person's death, you'd say, well, I don't know what he died.
Died from.
Mm-hmm. And now, like, the place where people are buried would be called.
Graveyard.
And like in the old days, now the sort of the box that they bury them in would be.
Of course, the coffin.
And the ceremony when a person died, they'd call that.
The funeral. Something I don't remember on everything.
Well, now, when somebody had lost somebody in the family and they were all dressed in black, they'd say they were in
mourning.
And now, in the old days, that we were talking about the disease of the joints, but what did they usually call that?
Rheumatism.
Rheumatism more, in those days. Now, do you remember a disease that they would get, children would get when their throat would get all terribly, they'd have blisters on the inside. Of course, they have shots for it now, but it was, they choked to death in the night, I think.
They used to get croup. You know, sometimes, and they would choke. Or diphtheria, maybe that's what you're talking
maybe
about.
Maybe that would be something else.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you remember the disease that made people's skin turn yellow?
Jaundice.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. And if they had if you had, had your appendix taken out, they'd call that an attack of
appendicitis.
Now, if a person had, eaten something that they shouldn't eat, and they couldn't keep their food down, they'd say they had to. Food was coming back up, you'd say they were about to
vomit.
Would what other words would they use for that?
Let's see, throw up. Mm-hmm.
Which would have been thought the most proper?
I would I don't know. I would say that we use throw up because I don't remember vomit until I was grown.
Well, now if a person had to throw up and they wanted to tell where they were sick, they'd say they were sick
at their stomach.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember when you were coming along, what they would, if a boy and girl were going out together a lot and had, a boy was coming, taking a girl out all the time, they'd say that couple was, did they still use the word courting?
Yes.
You've heard that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, if a couple was courting, they'd say that boy would be her, they'd call him
her feller.
And then they'd say that she was his,
his girl.
Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, if a girl had, they'd been courting and he had asked her to marry him and she had accepted, and then instead she went off and married somebody else, what would they say she did to him?
She threw him over.
Threw him over. Do you remember a long time, when people would get married, people would come over to the house and come to where the couple was and make a lot of racket and.
Yeah.
What did they call that?
What did they call it? Charade? No, what am I trying to say?
There's something, I think my mother calls it chivalry.
Maybe that's what I'm trying to say,
It might be chivalry. Well, now, would they do that to everybody?
If it was just a real popular couple, they would do that.
Well, now, did people do much, did they have square dances much?
Yes, they used to.